Silka's Journey, written by Heather Morris and read by Louise Brayley. Auschwitz Concentration Camp, 27th of January, 1945. Silka stares at the soldier standing in front of her, part of the army that has entered the camp. He's saying something in Russian, then German. The soldier towers over the 18-year-old girl. Du bist frei. You are free. She does not know if she has really heard his words. The only Russians she has seen before this in the camp were emaciated, starving, prisoners of war. Could it really be possible that freedom exists? Could this nightmare be over? When she does not respond, he bends down and places his hands on her shoulders. She flinches. He quickly withdraws his hands. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you, he continues in halting German. Shaking his head, he seems to conclude she doesn't understand him. He makes a sweeping gesture and slowly says the words again. You are free. You are safe. We are the Soviet army and we are here to help you. I understand, Silka whispers, pulling tight the coat that hides her tiny frame. Do you understand Russian? Silka nods yes. She grew up knowing an East Slavic dialect, Rusyn. What's your name? He asks gently. Silka looks up into the soldier's eyes and says in a clear voice, My name is Cecilia Klein, but my friends call me Silka. That's a beautiful name, he says. It is strange to be looking at a man who is not one of her captors and is so healthy. His clear eyes, his full cheeks, his fair hair protruding from beneath his cap. Where are you from, Silka Klein? Memories of her old life have faded, become blurred. At some point, it became too painful to remember that her former life with her family in Bardejov existed. I'm from Czechoslovakia, she says, in a broken voice. Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp, February 1945. Silka has been sitting in the block, as close as she can get to the one stove that provides heat. She knows she has already drawn attention. The other able-bodied women, her friends included, were forcibly marched out of the camp by the SS weeks ago.